New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, welcome to Japan Top 10. This is our January 2025 Artist of the Month episode on Unison Square Garden. I'll be your host, Kuze.
And I'm Connor.
So let's get started. Unison Square Garden is a Japanese rock band signed to Toys Factory, a Japanese record label founded in the late 1980s.
The band includes Kosuke Saito, who is the vocalist and guitarist of the group, Tomoya Tabuchi, the bass and backing vocalist of the group, as well as Takao Suzuki, who's on drums and backing vocals.
In July 2004, the band was formed as Unison and later renamed to Unison Square Garden. They took part in the Teens Music Festival Musical Instruments Tour competition, where they won the Grand Prix finally.
And the band celebrated its 20th anniversary in July 2024, and Unison Square Garden 20th Anniversary Live Rock Band is Fun, which is the name of the event, was held in Nippon Budokan. On the same day, they released Submachine Best Machine. Yeah, this group is really good. Like I first discovered them, I think, through their anime theme songs, a few, especially with Blue Lock, which we'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a very unique band. The vocalist, Kosuke Saito, is very, very unique, has a very unique voice, and also is very good at guitar. Like there's a lot of guitar solos that you'll see in the songs. Yeah, just overall, it's a very nice and like, you know, different band to listen to. But yeah, Kuze, what are your impressions?
Well, I agree. I hadn't heard a lot of songs from this band before preparing for this episode, but I quite like their style. And as an electric guitar player myself, I do appreciate their guitar, like you said.
Real quick, we have an announcement. If you are an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and are looking to be featured on a podcast, you are welcome to reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. Again, that's Nola, N-O-L-A, at jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode, and we would love to do that. So see your website at jtop10.jp for more information as well. And without further ado, we have song number 4 called Orion o Nazoru.
もし、もし、つむ
Orien o Nazoru is the fifth single by Unison Square Garden. So this one's taking it back a bit. It was released on May 11th, 2011, and peaked at number 14 on the Oricon single chart.
Orien o Nazoru was used as the first opening theme for the anime Tai Grand Bunny.
Oh, I see. So they've done like all of their theme songs.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to watch it now. I didn't know they did so many anime openings.
Right, I know, right? I'm getting quite a few good anime recommendations from this list alone.
Yeah, right. Like you were just talking about, like we were just talking about how we're both on break right now. They're both students, and so now if we get bored, we can just watch these, I guess.
Yeah. So again, an interesting name, Orion, as in the constellation. So it's the name, I guess, means like tracing the Orion constellation. I wonder if this has anything to do with the anime. I couldn't find a lot of information on that. But still, a great song.
Yeah, I think it's like it had like good like loud and soft sections, and definitely my favorite music video for sure. And the angles in black and white are really, really cool. So definitely, like, this is again one of my favorites for sure.
Before we get to our next song, we have another announcement to make. We are currently looking for a new on-air host and audio editor to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join. That is jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. Moving on to our next song, we have Cody Beats. So
場へ
was Cody Beats by Unison Square Garden.
The track features a blend of rock and pop elements, showcasing the band's energetic sound. Yeah, I think it's another showcase of what they can do. And this is, again, definitely an older song. This one, yeah, came out a while ago. And you can see, I think you can see kind of the kernel of their kind of style in a more raw and, I think, unrefined, but not in a bad way, kind of form. And so definitely I appreciate the song a lot, and I think it shows you a lot about their origins.
Right. I believe the song was released on January 2010. It's been 14 years.
Yeah, 14 years, yep.
I take it this is the oldest song we've covered so far in this episode.
Yeah, and I think our next two songs are... The last song, I think, is going to be the oldest one. So we'll get to that in a bit. But yeah, what did you like the song, Fusei?
Oh yeah, definitely. It is on the more energetic side of things, and I'd say it's like a little more emo-ish, like more punk rock, maybe. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah. Because I think, yeah, it's like leaving it's leaving the 2000s, like, yeah, I think it definitely was still within the grasp of, like, that kind of emo kind of rock phase.
Yeah.
Which was also very popular in Japan at the time, too. And still, they still have a...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kind of emo slash punk rock kind of scene there, which is really cool. But yeah, no, it definitely was a very refreshing song compared to what we've heard so far. Another announcement, we're also looking for advertisers. So if you'd like to market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, you can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp. I always get so nervous whenever I see 70,000. But yeah, onto our number two song, we have Sugar Song and Bitter Step.
Yeah.
Sugar Song and Bitter Step is another popular track by Unison Square Garden. This is one of my, actually, I think probably the first one I've heard from them. And I think definitely if anyone knows Unison Square Garden, they probably should know this song for sure.
Released in 2015, it gained significant attention for its upbeat tempo and catchy melody. And I should say, I absolutely love the guitar on this song. Amazing.
No, I agree. It's so catchy. The guitar is really catchy. And like, I think on this one too, I really appreciate the vocals. Like, and again, the melody is very, very catchy. Like, I think that, yeah, this is one of those Japanese groups that's like popular because they're so catchy. Like, you can't get their melodies out of your head.
Yeah. And in the music video, the guy's playing a white Fender Stratocaster and I have the same guitar. And so it also makes me.
Oh, how long have you been playing for?
Well, it's been like almost 6 years now.
Wow, that's really amazing.
Yeah, thank you. No, the guitar is a great instrument. It's really versatile. And I always love to see what people can do with it. Case in point, Unison Square Garden, amazing sound and really diverse too.
Yeah, I think Japanese bands have shown to be very experimental with their music, especially their guitarists. Like their guitarists have introduced a lot of new styles, techniques, and sounds into the music industry. That's really cool, Kuze.
Yeah, thanks.
This song served as the opening theme for the anime Blood Blockade Battlefront, which is also known as Kikai Sensen, which, yeah, we covered the sequel season and opening theme for it earlier. And so, yeah, I think this one's probably worth a watch as well.
Another announcement. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club. Starting at just $1 a month and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture.
Also, 2 weeks from now, Shana and Brinton will bring you the first 2025 Top 10 Countdown for the latest Japanese hits of January. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
But before we go, we have our final song, Sentimental Period.
みたいな 愛を歌っていた凍結も自分が嘘をつきって知ってたその分よろめいてるならいつまでも空っぽしんどろみたいな映したレインボー映したレインボー未完成未来永劫を照らしてるかのようなレインボー僕だけで暮らしていけるなんて言い訳にしか聞こえません憂いぶストーリー描いて満足する少年みたいな 花頭5歳も2、3秒でなくなっちゃうだろうそれだけで完成しちゃうならいつまでも空っぽしんどろみたいな現状の化粧を鳴らしてるのが僕なら気も得してドライ
リピートセレを鳴らして背伸びする少年みたいな愛を歌っていた道化師も自分が嘘つきって知ってたその分よろめいてるならいつまでも空っぽ信号をみたいなテクノテクを走ってるのが僕なら紐解くスケートラックこの手は離せないでよそして一つずつを踏みしめてるそのスタイルはどうでしょうまるで使い古した暫定状態それも別に悪くねえよバイバイ分かってるよバイバイ
That was Sentimental Period. On July 23rd, 2008, Unison Square Garden made their major debut with the re-release of their demo single Sentimental Period.
Yeah, this is an old song. The song features a blend of pop and rock elements, showcasing the band's characteristic style. Yeah, it definitely is very special, like being able to listen back on some of this group's foundations.
And I noticed that they've been killing it in the...style department ever since their debut.
Right?
If you see the music video, they're like all wearing white. They're like in the middle of this valley, like this grassy field or something, with like a wooden backdrop. And it's just so amazing.
Yeah, it's also really unique that like they really give attention to music videos. Like all the songs that we've played for you guys, all of them have music videos.Which is pretty rare. I think most of the groups we show on this podcast don't have as many music videos. So it's really cool that they really appreciate them.
Yeah, I know, right? And then even in this video, they don't just stop at their monochrome white outfits. Then paint gets splattered all over the foreground objects that I just talked about that were all white, which gives like this chaotic, interesting...color scheme to the whole thing. So as you said, a lot of effort. Lyrically, Sentimental Period explores the themes of nostalgia and emotional reflection. You can hear yet again the sort of punk rock-ish elements with their more distorted guitar.
Yeah, it's interesting that they fit in this, like this theme into this kind of style of music. It's very guitar and drum heavy.But yeah, I think that about wraps up our episode. We went through a lot of different kind of styles and phases of this group, and hopefully we showed you how good they sound, for one, and also simply how popular they are. They come a long way. I'm excited to see what other anime theme songs they come out with.
Definitely. I, for one, now have a lot of Unison Square Garden songs in my playlists. So this has been a fruitful episode for sure.
Me too. Well, yeah, it was an honor hosting this episode with you, Kusei. I really enjoyed it, and I'm happy that I got to host this episode in particular. I really love Unison Square Garden. Yeah, it's been great, Kusei. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Connor. And to our listeners.
All right, everyone. Take care.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.